From IPM News, I'm Arjun Tucker, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Arjun. It's great to be here. We had mixed trade in early action. May corn futures down 4.5 at 439.5. December contract down 3.75 at 470.5. The May soybean contract up 6.75 at 1171.75. The November new crop contract up 3.5 at 1156. May Chicago wheat down a nickel at 569.5. And the July contract down 5.5 at 579.5. Looking around at outside markets, May WTI oil up slightly, up 56 cents at 98.43. And the stock market is trading lower at present. Dow Jones last check down 181 points at 48,004 points. Mixed trade here in early action. All eyes really watching the energy markets, in particular crude, of course. And the energy markets are bracing for U.S.-Iran talks, which are scheduled to take place tomorrow in Pakistan. They've been a key negotiator trying to bridge the gap and bring some resolve to this conflict in Iran. And those talks will be led by Vice President J.D. Vance tomorrow. So could be some big weekend news here. And hopefully it's peace, of course, coming out of the weekend. We did get CPI inflation data released here this morning. And we did see higher inflation for the month of March, really led by gasoline, which isn't any surprise for anyone that is commuting or driving. We've noticed higher gas prices. In March, they were up 21.2% for the month of March. So a pretty impressive gap up in a month, in a bad way, higher gas prices at the pump, of course. USDA announced a few small flash sales this morning following yesterday's sale of U.S. corn to South Korea. Today, USDA published sales of old crop U.S. corn to unknown, 125,000 metric tons, and a sale of U.S. soybean meal to Italy, 100,000 metric tons, which is interesting, but it's great to see export demand for meal as we've seen our crush expansion really build up here in the last 4 or 5 years. And the corn business is just more evidence of U.S. corn export competitiveness, supporting USDA's record 3.3 billion export demand forecast for the 25-26 marketing year. Looking at new crop corn here, you know, all of a sudden here, we're a little bit oversold. We're down 4 cents here, live quotes. That January 13th low was 445 and a quarter on the December contract, and it made its high on March 9th as of now at 498 and a half. And we found some chart resistance around that 497 to 498 range. So for reference, our crop insurance average was 462. So you might consider having some offers working above the market, especially if we can get planting underway here. And that's been a little slow. There's been a little bit of planting activity, but it's under probably 5%, I would say, for the area, or maybe even lower than that. So very, very little activity quite yet. It's just been too wet. As we've improved the drought monitor, it's just the timing of it has really slowed down some of this early planting you might have expected given our drought situation all winter. 7-day forecast does have chances of rain, heavy rain for parts of the Mid-South, parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Western Arkansas, and Northern Midwest, Wisconsin, Michigan has heavy rains forecasted. Locally, we have warmer temps on deck starting Sunday in the low 80s, but storms are supposed to come back into play starting Tuesday through Friday. So that's what happens in April. We get a lot of storms. We just got to catch a window to get a lot of early crops planted. I hope everyone has a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, Danny, and hope you have a great weekend as well. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 1A is coming up next.